Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. It's Sister Talk, Radio News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're so delighted to have with us Sonia Booker, president and founder of Sonia Booker Enterprises. I want to say a pleasant good afternoon and welcome to On Point with Wandalyn Stokes. Welcome.
Hi, Wandalyn.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I am doing great. It's such a pleasure to be on with you today.
Well, thank you. I'm so delighted to have you. Should I just call you a wealth builder?
That's what they call me. I kind of got that name over the last few years, so I guess that'll be appropriate. Yes.
Well, we are so glad to have you sharing with us today and Sister Talk and just having just open conversation just about life for sisters. And as we just kind of look at a lot of the things that you have done with wealth creation and real estate investing, entrepreneurship, and even just your work in the community. And you have just, you funded finance, you've worked with so many companies. Tell us about that journey. When you first started, did you ever think that you would be where you are now?
Wow. That was so enlightening when you hear your life work kind of written out. You're like, whoa, I've been busy. But you know what, Wandalyn? I did kind of set out to, I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And I knew that I loved real estate. And I got both of those passions from growing up in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, where I spent a lot of time with my grandparents on their farm. And about half of my family, I would say 80% of my family are entrepreneurs. So
wow.
It was kind of like, you know, it never, as a matter of fact, I had one job in life. I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. I've had one job, and that job I had for like 4 years. And I remember my grandfather saying, "Don't you have enough experience? Why are you still on that job?" And he was like, jobs are for experience. Jobs are not like,
you know? Wow.
And I just thought he had it all wrong. I was like, this old man, like, you know, he doesn't know what's going on right now. And you know, just really was like, in my world, you go to college, you know, I was raised to go to college and you get a good job. Mm-hmm. And luckily I had my grandfather and people in my ear kind of pulling my coattail, like saying, you know, that's not where you end up. And for me, I stayed there 4 years, and two of the years that I stayed was because I was finishing my MBA at the University of Dallas. And so the company was, you know, paying for it. So I was like, can I leave?
Right.
Education, you know, before I go. But I quickly learned that the bureaucracy and the ceilings and the just getting stuff done was not in a way that I was comfortable. So I knew at least what it meant to kind of be in that world. And so when I was out of it, kind of like, you know, making my own way as an entrepreneur, my first entrepreneurial venture was I had an Allstate insurance agency where I was the youngest Allstate insurance agency with Allstate. And I did that for like 5 years, and then I ended up selling it. It was highly profitable. I was the top agent in the state of Georgia for three of those 5 years. And, you know, then I went full time into real estate and started investing and developing and started having a lot of people asking me, how are you doing this? And so I would have these little seminars in my living rooms. I would, you know, be renovating properties and, you know, selling them, fixing them up to sell them or live in them. And I started like hosting these little seminars in my living room for people to come by on Wednesday night. It was a Wednesday night Bible study.
Wow.
And then I ended up writing a book that became a bestseller out of those experiences called Real Estate and Wealth, Investing in the American Dream, because I really wanted to share people who looked like me the process of, you know, how to do it. And so, yeah, so then that kind of took me into places that I had never planned. I was writing the book to stop having the Bible studies in my living room. Like, oh. I'm like, I gotta get these people a book. And then it just, you know, then I started getting calls saying, well, you know, how much do you charge to speak? And, you know, then I just went to bigger stages, bigger living rooms. And that wasn't what I was planning to do. So a lot of, you know, what I've done has been out of my own passions and then really just wanting to share information and getting information to my community, because I think that that is so necessary. And so that's how I've done most of what I've done. I've seen needs of people with great business ideas, particularly women, and I would fund them. I would, you know, either fund them myself or help them obtain funding. I've shown so many women how to invest in real estate. They call me a pioneer recently. I'm like, I'm not a pioneer.
Pioneer, right?
Right, yeah, you know, like, I'm not, you know. And the women, you know, I have a group called Inner Circle Women's Investors Association, and they say, you made it okay for women to be in real estate investing. Like, we were out there as brokers or realtors, but not like the people, you know, writing the check and working with the contractors and doing the work and really, you know, building that as a business. And, you know, I had no idea, you know, that that's what I was doing, but I'm glad that I've had a hand in so many other people. That's why they're like, you're a wealth builder. You help us build wealth. So that's how it came about.
Wow. But, you know, it was about what was invested in you and the mindset and the people that were around you to really help to shape and cultivate that kind of mindset to help build wealth. One of the things that you talk about is $1 at a time, building
yes.
wealth. And there are so many women right now that are working jobs or they are entrepreneurs or they're mothers, and they're trying to understand, how do I build wealth $1 at a time? And so when we come back, I'm going to have you share about that and give some insight
okay.
on it to help women. We'll talk with Sonia Booker of Booker Enterprises, and she's been featured in the Top 100 Women of Influence. She's been featured in the O Magazine, Onyx Woman, Black Enterprise. I mean, she's been featured for just her love, her passion, and her work for building wealth. It's Sister Talk, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This is Grace.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wanda and Stills, right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're talking with the founder and president of Sonia Booker Enterprises, Sonia Booker herself. That's right. She's built from blank pages to an impressive portfolio of real estate holdings and businesses. And even as a conservative growth investor for over 20 years, she has led, invested in, and advised a broad mix of creative industry talent, brands, and real estate enterprises doing business in the U.S. and even across the country. Noted for her outstanding works, Sonia Booker, how do you build wealth? $1 at a time. You're teaching and inspiring so yes. many women. Yes. How do you do it?
Yeah, you know, that came to me one day, and it just was like, it's always, you build wealth $1, one decision at a time. You know, and when I started thinking about that, like the simplicity of that, like, you know, so people are like, okay, Sonia, you got my attention, a dollar. To start building wealth. You know, it's like, okay. And what that really does, Wanderlyn, is it changes, it's a change behavior through your decision making. And so when we think about a dollar, we're like, it's no big deal. So a dollar a day, you know, $365. Okay, Sonia. You know, but then you make it more interesting and you're like, well, $5 a day for that water or coffee or whatever that we spend, $5 a day, that's almost $1,900 at the end of the year. Now you have my attention.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
And that the decision that I make with this $5 each day really makes a difference between my today, my present, and my future. So when I say I want to save and get out of debt, or I say I want to save some money to buy a home, then I'm looking at my decisions that are keeping me from doing those things that I really want to do. And so all of that decision making, and so it's just to, like, just really in your mind always say $1, one decision. Is this the best use of this dollar? Mm. It seems so simple, but is this the best use of it? For something now or for something in my future. And when you get those future goals and those future things in your mind that I want to be able to live debt-free, I want to be able to travel, or I want to be able, whatever that is, when you focus on that, it helps your decision-making. Having small kids, you know, and whether that's saving for college. My son now is 10 years old. It's hard to believe. And when I first had him, I was like taking my lunch to the office all the time because I was just like, you know, I want to get in and get out and make mm-hmm. the best of these, you know, 5 or 6 hours in the office, you know, so I don't want to be out on a 2-hour lunch and all that kind of stuff. So I would start packing my lunch. And over the course of time, I realized that I was spending like $20 going out. And so over this period of time, like in that year, I had $4,000 of just not going out. And that was only like one or two times a week. It wasn't like even every day. And so I was brown bagging, you know, being healthier, losing more weight, getting baby weight off, and saving money. And so I used that to seed his college account, that $4,000. And that was just by me saying, I'm not going to go out to lunch and spend this $20.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was just, so it became for me very conscious decision making. And then as I started seeing, you know, accounts adding up over here and this over there, you know, it becomes like, oh, now that's something you want to get addicted to. You know?
Right. That's a good addiction.
Right. Yeah. Because it's so easy. The system of society has made it so easy for us not to build wealth. Mm-hmm. We swipe cards. We do mindless things all the time because it's just like swipe, done, you know, and we keep it moving. And so I put all of these little parameters. Now it's second nature for me, but at first I really had to put a lot of parameters around myself and just how my daily habits. Like even I have a $100 limit even now in terms of if I'm going to make a purchase that's $100 or more, I have to think about it 24 hours.
Okay.
So I don't do the spontaneous shopping because we'll see something and we're like, oh, it's on sale and there's only, $100, it's only $150, and so it's like I have to pull my coattail, and it's like the next day, if that's still on my mind, if I still, want that, then I'll go back and get it, or I'll order it online or whatever. But because it's just a way that your money just disappears, and you'll be like, oh, I have another pair of black shoes just like that at home, because you buy them and you're in the moment, and you go home and you're like, Yeah, and it's just.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's just those kind of things. And so when women get into those habits, it just really makes a big difference. And it doesn't take, we always think it takes a lot. It doesn't take a lot to start. And wealth is such a mindset. Building wealth is such a mindset. It's not about having $100,000, $1 million. I know a lot of people have $1 million, take in $1 million and live off $1,000,001. They're just a broke millionaire. It's not you have it, but then I know a lot of people that live off of couple hundred thousand dollar household income, that save, that they're out of debt, they, have all these smart, and they live a very wealthy lifestyle. They travel, they have retirement accounts set up, they have, everything done. And so it doesn't take that. It's not a number that get anybody to being wealthy. It's just that mindset of what it is that you're working towards.
Yeah, and so it's that conscious mindset that you're talking about. So what do you say to women who are listening right now? You've got a single mom. You've got a woman who's lost her job. You've got a woman who's employed but needing to build.
This has been, in some ways, being a 20-year entrepreneur, I've always felt like, I've lived in somewhat of a crisis mode. You're like, oh my gosh, am I going to have enough for payroll? Am I going to have, that contract? It's just like always. It's like all this uncertainty, I'm not this used to it, but the thing that I've learned during this crisis mode is that we are going to have to create our way out of this pandemic. We have to create our way out of this pandemic. This is the time that we have to go very deep with all of those gifts and talents that we have, that we've been given. Those are for such a time. That's where all of our wealth is. That's our happy place. That's everything we've been trying to get back to. So I would really, encourage that woman that's sitting here going, okay, I've lost my job. I have all these bills. All this is going on. This is like the best of times and the worst of times. We've never, ever had in our lifetime a system that is saying you cannot be put out. You cannot be foreclosed on. You can be, hold off. It's like almost like this Red Sea where it's like the waters are being held up. And it's like, get through. That's the vision that I get going through all of this in terms of guys, I'm parting, I'm holding, for you to get ahead, for you to, take a stimulus check, invest it, pay off bills, do things. Talk to all these people. Everybody needs something right now, and everybody is not hurting. And that's the part that I try to really stress that, because when you see in your community or just your circle and everybody's talking about the same thing, but everybody is not hurting. people still are working and need services. There's something that you can do. There's something that you can use your hands or something you can create. It's probably something you've always wanted to do. And this is the time to do that. Like this is that time to
put all that in action
and to do that. Yeah.
That's good. Sonia Booker, she's the author of the Essence bestseller, Real Estate and Wealth, Investing in the American Dream, is a step-by-step guide that has helped thousands to be successful. And she followed up that book with Self-Wealth for Women, which is an inspirational book and journal. Listen, I've got callers standing by. I want to ask you questions. And hey, you'll get a chance to talk to Sonia Booker when we come back right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Am I weird to dance alone late at night? And is... Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stelz. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. And we're in the midst of Sister Talk with Sonia Booker. She hosted her wealth building show on the Wall Street Network for 2 years before moving to podcasts. She can be seen on CBS as well as NBC affiliate stations, as well as her own Sonia Booker TV and on YouTube. Let's go to our phone line, Sonia. We have Omari of Atlanta, who has a question or comment for you. Go right ahead, Omari.
Greetings, Sister Wanderlyn, and your guest, Sister Sonia. Sister Sonia, I'm glad you listened to your grandfather. Because, you know, some of our youth are what I call all mouth and no ears. But you listened and it turned your life around. Two things, Sister. One, at what age and how would you train a young person to be a creative entrepreneur, and what kind of help would you give those sitting at home with Amazon and need to stop ordering so much? That's the only thing I have.
Thank you. Very good questions. Okay. Go right ahead, Sonia.
Those are some good questions, Omari. Like, for real. So here's the thing with creatives. There's what I'm finding is they're getting younger and younger. You know, my son is a creative. It's like they're innate. It's natural for them to be these creatives. They're, you know, in the digital age with, you know, their phones and it's just like they're wired that way. So, I mean, he's 10 years old and I call him a serial entrepreneur. I mean, he's like created a business where he was doing film, doing graphic design for people. People were like paying him. So what I did, and because I really support the creatives, and I think that we all have a creative, you know, bug inside of us that we have to get out. And that's where, you know, a lot happens. A lot of the good stuff happens. And so I really, you know, support visual artists. I use all of my spaces, like all of the real estate spaces. I use them as places for creatives, whether it's a beauty entrepreneur, someone making soaps or artisans, visual, graphics. And so, but what I would love to suggest is to tap into wearethevault.com. We recently just started a school as well in East Point out of our vault location there. And it's a school that we teach the kids about entrepreneurship, financial literacy, wellness, you know, and then just with their regular curriculum. And so it's just been such an enlightening. We've had second through sixth grade, and we're looking to expand that next year. And so to really impact our youth, you know, I couldn't think of a better way. I should have thought of a better way, but then when COVID happened, it seemed like it only made sense. I was looking for options for my son and then talk to other parents. And then here we were, you know, birthed in the school called Vault Seed. And so definitely go to the website, wearethevault.com. Lots of tips and information on there. We do a lot of financial literacy classes, a lot of how to invest in real estate. It's just the vault of the community, and that's the way that I see it. It serves as this place to nurture the community in the arts, wealth, entrepreneurship, and wellness.
That's great. That's great. Thanks, Omari. Let's go to Ms. Sharon out of Atlanta has a question or comment for you. Go right ahead, Sharon.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Thanks for sharing today. I just wanted to let Ms. Booker know that some of us know exactly who you are. I've been following you since your busy 1190 days. Remember that?
Absolutely. I was just thinking about that the other day. I really enjoyed hosting my radio show there and have been, you know, I have a new studio. So Studio House Atlanta, which was a business that came out of the pandemic and the riots. So now we have a studio. So we're working on my podcast. We're working on a show. We got to get you over here, Wanderlyn, but we're working on a show now with Sonia Booker. So I'm so glad that you've been following that journey because sometimes I end up places. I used to go on there just to share information with Dana Barrett, who had a show called Women on Wednesdays. And now Dana's running for United States Senate. And I used to go there, and then the radio station said, oh, we would love to have you host your own show. So that was the first time I did talk radio. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Joyce Littell with you guys. And so,
yes,
you know, I would hope to, you know, do some more with WAOK because I was sitting here and when I was listening to the commercials and stuff, I was like, why don't I do more with this station? Like, you guys are so on point of what our community needs and, like, that real talk, like, for real, for real. So, Sharon, thank you so much. Continue to, you know, follow the journey. So much is happening and just so much great stuff. And so as I go to different levels, I like to bring that information and take everybody, you know, up a notch. And so thank you for sharing that.
Thanks, Sharon. Stay healthy, stay connected, stay on point. Todd, out of Atlanta, Cleveland. Todd, where are you from? Don't answer. But go right ahead, Todd.
Hey, Wanderlyn.
Hey, Todd.
Sonia Booker, you hear me all right?
Yes.
That means yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am a 30-year reader and subscriber to Essence Magazine. When somebody's book gets recommended through Essence, that carries a lot of weight to me. I read your book in 2010. I think it came out in 2007. I still think it's a good practical use to people that want to go that direction. I want to ask you some questions about yourself as a mortgage broker, but I want to know this first. My grandparents, three of my five grandparents came off of very productive farms. So we have that in common. If your parent grandparents ran a good productive farm, can you tell me when you were of age to know, to what degree did that influence you as far as your understanding of interest rates, time, and profit management and margins? Because that is a hard life trying to run a productive farm.
You know what? I mean, Todd, that's so interesting because I think I knew pretty early. I knew pretty early what was happening. Like, I knew that as a child, packing the truck, we would do what was called peddling in the South. And, you know, you would go from the farm and then you would go into the city and sell, you know, the city people all the produce. And so when we would do that, so we would pack and organize the truck. So we put our hands on the okra and collard greens and everything real quick. And we would get back, and my grandfather would have all this, like, wad of cash. And then, you know, he would give me some money for passing the truck and all that. But it was the idea of, like, wow, we took some seed and, you know, the hard work of farming, and then we took it, then now have this money that we bring back. I kind of took that into everything I did, and I became like, how do I create money? Like, how do I create money? It became a theme for me to, like, understand that in every business. And so I would say, whether it's farming, that's something that we have to get back to. So I'm so glad that you're in agriculture that way and really running a farm and not, you know, of course we need to do it as a hobby and just grow our own food. But the idea that you're doing that. So I would say for people who are listening that whether it's farming or, you know, whatever it is, you always want to watch your expenses, your costs, and you're always trying to do business in a way that's going to lower at the lowest cost possible, and then knowing the market of what you could sell. I think right now, if you have a local farm, just advertising that and getting the word out, I've been so amazed with some of the, new buggy, just some of the ways to now distribute you know, produce and food, but I would love to have conversation with you through some of our Vault entrepreneurship programs and stuff, because I think that what you're doing is, you know, incredibly needed, and we need it to be highly successful so that it doesn't go away.
That's right. That's right. More with Sonya Booker. Todd, you can ask your other question when we come right back. More with Sonya Booker. It's Sister Talk, Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well, on point, Wandel and Stokes, News and Talk, 1380, WAOK, Sister Talk with Sonya Booker. She's a wealth builder. Go ahead, Todd, you had another question for our guest.
First things first, I don't want there to be any confusion, Sonya. I'm not running a farm at all. I've worked on some productive farms. My grandparents came off of productive farms, three of my five grandparents. That's what, and I wanted to know how that influenced you, and you did answer that. As a mortgage broker, I like to know, do you have an opinion one way or another as to where the Federal Reserve Bank should be setting interest rates at this point? And do you have an opinion as to whether, you know, interest rates should be more negotiable at the point where the lender is making more money off of the interest than the initial fixed rate agreement was set?
Well, do I have a no? I don't. I mean, what I do like about the current interest rates being low is this is a good time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
For home ownership and, of course, it stimulates the economy. You know, as far as I'm not a mortgage broker and just, you know, so I don't really have an opinion about the Federal Reserve or any, but I, like I said, what I do have an opinion about is that this is a great time and the interest rates will not stay this low for long. And so if you are in a position, you know, and this is just listeners, not you, Todd, to purchase your first home, definitely do so. There's so much wrong with all of the systems, and that would take like a whole nother show that I don't disagree with. Yeah, I mean, so I am with you that everything needs to be overhauled and we need better systems. You know, we need better systems. And so that in itself is like a whole show. So
Thanks, Todd. Stay healthy, stay connected, stay on point. Sonia, what would you say to that woman right now who is trying to build wealth and she has X amount saved and she's asking the question, what do I do now? Should I focus on saving even more, paying off debt? Or should I save more? Or are there other factors or decisions that she should consider?
There's so many factors. And so here's the thing about when you use money to pay off debt that you want to take into consideration. Once you use the money you have, whether it's savings or, you know, in your account or whatever, once you use it to pay off debt, that money is gone. You've lost the opportunity to invest that money. And sometimes you can invest the money to make more money, then pay off debt. Now, there's like so many like variables in there in terms of like what your today looks like versus what you want tomorrow to look like. And so it's really hard, you know, to say. But what I will say, if you are saving, this is a good time to be stacking money, as we call it, because there are going to be a lot of different opportunities that are going to come, you know, in the very near future. Now, remember that example of the, you know, kind of the sea being held back. In that sea being held back, it's a lot of stuff that's not working the way that it should be working. When it gets back to working that way, that's going to come with a whole nother. And so do all you can. I'm going to say this, and I hate to drop something out and not really, you know, be able to fold it up neatly. We are in the midst of a wealth transfer. We are in the midst of a wealth transfer. So do not let it fool you on what it looks like. The wealth and the money is coming down. You just have to be in position and ready to receive that. So if you're home and you're trying to figure out your next move, sit still, pray, hold on to your money, and you'll know what to do when the opportunity presents itself. Do not do anything rash. Do not make any rash decisions in this time. This is not the time for rash decisions. So much is happening. So much is still unraveling. Rates are going to start to fluctuate. Prices are going to start to fluctuate up and down, you know, so you got a lot of variables that are happening. So you really have to just decide what it is you're trying to accomplish, like where you are now and what it is you're trying to accomplish. And if you are a woman in your car, at home, at your office, listen to this. I want you to go to SoniaBooker.com, Sonia with an I. There is a free ebook of the 7 basic truths of wealth building that you can download there. If you are a woman that's like really, really trying to, you know, make these decisions, I would love to send you a free copy, an ebook of the book Self Wealth for Women. It's an inspirational journal and book, and that will help you to start really tapping into what am I going? Because that's where your decisions are going to need to be made based on where it is you're going and what that looks like for you. And it looks different for everybody. So send me an email at info@soniabooker.com. Just request it. Say, I would like a copy of the Self-Wealth for Women that you mentioned on Wando and Soaps or WAOK, and I will get that to you, and you can get it and download it and read that, and that will help you really decide, where am I going?
That's right, because we want you to go higher and to soar.
Yes.
Thank you, Sonia, for sharing. What is that one strength that's necessary for women to be successful? Just name one.
Information.
Oh, that's good.
Information. Yep.
That's good. Stay connected. SoniaBooker.com. Thank you for this candid sister talk. We appreciate you. Wow. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're empowering and you're educating and informing so many of us. And we thank you.
Much success. Happy wealth building.
Thank you. Happy wealth building to you. Have a great one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.